Today, the U.S. Labor Department said first-time unemployment claims fell sharply last week. But if you've been out of work for a year or more, it's hard to find any encouragement. Recently, France's unemployment office launched a small project aimed at rebuilding confidence. As Geneviève Auger reports from Paris, it's essentially a makeover for the long-term unemployed.
A room full of women getting makeovers and manicures. You might think you were in a salon, but this Paris image consultancy has opened its doors to 9 women who've been out of work for several years. Most are on welfare now that their unemployment benefits have run out. 44-year-old Axelle says she has been looking for a job in sales for 3 years.
When you're looking for work, you become a little isolated. You feel alone, so there's a tendency to turn inwards and sometimes let yourself go a little. So this is an opportunity to be pampered for a day and to get professional advice on makeup and on personal presentation. We were also able to speak with a human resources professional who gave us advice on job interviews.
This pilot project brings together an all-volunteer team of makeup artists, hairdressers, manicurists, image consultants, and human resource specialists. The one-day workshops are designed for women, but a session for men hasn't been ruled out. Nicole Bréjou is with the Government Employment Office, a partner in the project. She says it's especially important to be creative when dealing with the long-term unemployed.
The longer a person stays away from the workforce, the more difficult it is to get them back into jobs. It's not always the job applicant's fault. They may have lost self-confidence and organized their life in a way that makes employment difficult, whether it's because of lack of transportation, childcare issues, and so on.
Or an absence of jobs. According to French government figures, the rate of long-term unemployment stood at 35% in 2009. It means over a third of the unemployed have been out of work for 1 year or more. In France, it can be complicated and expensive to fire an employee. As a result, employers are often reluctant to hire permanent workers or take a chance on an unproven candidate. And they're especially reluctant to hire older workers. During the manicures, the participants are advised to keep nails short. Polish should be clear or in a light color. Makeup should be subtle, not too loud. And clothing and accessories shouldn't be distracting. One necklace, not three. Christine wants a job as an event planner. She's an older candidate, though she doesn't want to give her age. She says it's wonderful to receive this kind of attention today, but she wonders if it will really help her find work in this difficult economy.
That's the question I was asking to myself, and I don't know exactly. I don't know. Yeah, yes and no.
Do you believe there's a job out there for you?
Definitely. Just the point, I have to put my finger on it. The market, it's very large, and it's a hidden market. 80% of these kind of jobs are hidden market.
Christine sees this one-day event as an opportunity to meet new people and expand her network. She says she found all her other positions through word of mouth and believes that's how she'll find her next job, not through the state job center. Participants all go home with makeup and personal care products from the sponsors. The organizers say emphasizing appearance is far from frivolous. They've held similar one-day events for formerly homeless women. They say of the 100 participants in that program, half have found jobs. For The World, this is Geneviève Auger in Paris.